Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Across America.
Hold on. All ages?
Yeah.
I don't know if people under the age of like
I have them
16
play this
should
in
be
the,
listening.
I have them play this in the NICU.
Yeah, but we...
All the way through and in any retirement homes.
I know, but we're doing a lot of like dildo stuff and we're talking like we curse a lot.
Right.
I don't know if that's like... I think... After this episode, maybe an age restriction.
But okay.
You can keep
after
going.
After this one.
Yeah, after one. So go ahead with your intro, what you're going to do.
Okay. Do I start over? Or?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Then I went to children of all ages. I don't know. Welcome to Across America. I'm your host, Jack Austin. With me sometimes is Robert Lamb.
Always sometimes.
He's the guy who did the thing.
Yeah. And you're just talking about it.
Yeah. So...
Cool.
Yeah, where did we leave off?
Dude, well, we haven't recorded in a little while. So yeah. I think the last time we left off was I was just leaving Shoshone, which was that little town right before that long stretch of highway walking.
Where your buddy was like, you're going to get lost and die in this.
I mean, it was like, 100 miles of nothing. Luckily, because I kind of got used to it, I was walking about 30 miles a day. So I'm like,
That's huge.
I can get through this in 3 days. That's what my goal was. So actually, the first day of walking, and I already got like, I think I already mentioned that I met some people and they dropped off some stuff for me, like some
Left it outside
bars.
The tent.
Yeah. So I had a lot of food already stocked up. I had all that, a lot of water. So I'm like, I'm good. And actually, it wasn't as hot as I was expecting.
Right.
Like, it's the summertime. I think it was, like, July, but it wasn't, like, super hot. I don't know.
And I bet that, you know, the challenge ahead also kind of, like, freaked you out. Not freaked you out, but you're like, oh, man, 100 miles and nothing. So everything is going to seem worse.
No,
the cars
know,
are going to be driving past me at 100 miles an hour. It's going to be 2,000 degrees outside. I'm going to be attacked by mountain lions.
I mean, there were no trees. There's no, like, you're not getting shade anywhere.
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing like that. And it is all just plains and shrubs and cactus and cacti or whatever.
Cacti, yeah.
I know. And all of that. So I'm just like, all right, so I'm just going to be walking through the desert, basically. That's fine. So that first day, though, I walked, I did about 35 miles.
Nice.
And
I invite any of our listeners to just go out and walk 35 miles in one day.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
Tell us how it goes for you. Hashtag dildo Tana.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely not easy. I walked 38 miles in one day before the walk, and that was to Tampa when I did like around, and dude, that when I did that without any prior training or anything or like practice, I did that the next day my legs were stiff, like I couldn't bend them.
Your dogs were barking.
Yeah, it was bad, but you know, I was kind of used to it now. So 35 miles, I was actually like glad I did that, and because I figured like 3 days would be nothing if I could do it in 3 days.
Right. You had enough provisions for 3 days.
Yeah. So it wasn't that bad. And I could have made all this shit last for probably a week and a half if I had to.
I keep forgetting that you're in areas that have no trees and no nothing. That's just got to be.
I mean, it's weird because like right. Like, there are trees in Wyoming.
No,
I
know.
Just not, like,
but
on the stretches I'm on.
Right. On the stretch you're on, it's nothing but open area.
Yeah.
So that's a little crazy.
But it's kind of cool because, like, at night, you know, kind of how, like, the desert is, it's, like, it's cooler at night. So it's, like, cooler at night, hotter during the day. But even then, like I said, it wasn't as hot. Like, the sun wasn't, like, beating down on me. I know when I get to Nebraska, which I'm going to talk about soon, is like that was hot, like when I was walking through there. But for some reason, Wyoming wasn't that bad. And, you know, it's July at this point. So anyways, the first day it was fine. But that first night, sleeping under the stars.
Yeah.
it was kind of creepy because coyotes and all that kind of stuff. Dude, you hear howling and it's like 20 coyotes. I can hear them just like kind of walking by my tent.
Checking out the tent.
Yeah, barking.
And, kind of sausages in here.
Yeah, it was... They're, like, I didn't think that they were going to attack me or anything because everybody I talked to was like, oh, you don't have to worry about coyotes. Like, yeah. They're going to attack your dog. Like, they might go after your little dog if you have a pet dog or something, but they're not going to go after you. They're not going to go after anybody like that. So I was like, all right, I don't have to worry too much, but it's still kind of creepy late at night on the side of the road with no cars driving by just to, like... hear like dogs like outside your tent sniffing around howling. Like,
am I gonna be that exception like, to the rule?
Well, it's also like, yeah, one coyote might not want me, but 20 of them, if they're starving,
the numbers
know.
Game.
Yeah, that's, you never know. They might take a chance at that point.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I mentioned this before. I have mentioned that I saw a lot of roadkill on the side of the road, but this one stretch. In Wyoming, I mean, because, you know, there's no streetlights on this highway stretch of 100 miles, but there is just, like, dead animals. Just, like, as far as the eye can see, just along the side of the road.
Yeah.
There's, and I'm pretty sure it was here, unless I mentioned it earlier in Montana, but I think it was in Wyoming and on the stretch where I saw, like, no, maybe I mentioned it earlier, where I saw, like, a owl or something with its head off.
No.
Okay, I didn't mention that. All right, so maybe it was Wyoming.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, there was like an owl. It looked like an owl, and it was like dead, and I just saw the body, and I'm like, oh, shit, like that's crazy. And then I kept walking, and then later on I saw the owl's head, like just the head, and it was like maybe like, I don't know, 20 yards from the body. I was like, that's crazy.
So I mean, somebody was just riding along with a knife and just, you know, happened to...
Or a truck hit him so hard that his head just popped off.
There would have been an explosion of feathers, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But, I mean, there's, like, dead coyotes. Dude, I even saw, like, dead mice, like, just on the side of the road and stuff. Like, it was crazy. There's tons of them. But, so I'm, like, moving my cart around carcasses.
I was going to say, that's why the coyotes aren't messing with you. They're eating the roadkill.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm, like, it's weird. Like, there's, like, times where I'm just, like... I'll hit like an animal and I'll have like guts on my tire and I'm like, oh, this sucks. Like, that's gross.
I thought you were about to say guts on your shoes.
Well, that too. I had that sometimes too. I always had to wipe them off.
Gross.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. But I actually like, I didn't mind the stretch, you know, for 3 days just because I was listening to audiobooks, which helped pass the time, and, you know, podcasts. You know, I walk for about 10 miles or 10 hours a day. 3 miles an hour, so 30 miles. Plus, then I tried to tack on a few more before it got dark and then just went to bed. I also brought, like, a tuna fish. I had tuna with me. And that was one thing is, like, when I made, like, a tuna sandwich at night, because it was just, like, you know, in the can or whatever, I didn't have a place to put the can. Yeah. So I'm, like trying to dump out the water in the tuna, but then I'm, like, I don't want to dump it by my tent in case... That attracts coyotes, yeah. So
sorry.
I did. Yeah, I mean that pretty much did, yeah. But you know, whatever. I tried to go like further away. The other thing was
how
going
far away do you go?
Not, I.
What's the safe
I
distance?
I don't know.
There isn't one.
I don't know. 10 paces. I was like, maybe they'll just sniff this area and keep going. Which, by the way, going to the bathroom, which I know we're not talking about, was very hard on this stretch because.
Open air.
When there's cars driving by too during
wide
the day.
Wide open spaces.
Where am I supposed to go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, tell the kids where you go to the bathroom.
I mean,
how?
On the side of the road. But
I didn't know we were going to dive into it in episode 24,
I'm not,
but here it is.
Well, I wasn't going to go too in depth. I'm actually saving it for one encounter.
One
that I'm
mega
wait.
Poop episode.
Yeah, yeah. One certain encounter. No, but I didn't have a spot. You know, to go, so I have to, like, wait for cars. And then I usually was like, oh, I'll wait till nighttime because then there's not that many cars on the road. But then nighttime, I'm like, I don't want to attract coyotes by urinating or, yeah, or feces, like, on the side of the road. You know what I mean?
That's why you bury it.
Yeah, I did. I had to. At least throw some sand over it.
Hey, coyote friends, there's some strange poop around here.
They'll find it. Nah, but that first day of walking wasn't that bad. And then the second day... I think it was like, I don't know, probably like 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy like pulled to the side of the road and he was like, hey, do you need a ride? And I was like, no, I'm good. I'm walking across the country. He's like, oh, okay, well, something just told me I had to stop by the side of the road. He's like, I saw you walking the other day or whatever, or earlier this today. And as I was heading back to Casper, which was the way I was heading, he was like, I just saw you. And I was like, I had to stop and see, make sure you were okay.
Yeah.
And he's like, I figured you were doing something like that, like trying to, you know, walk across the state or something like that. I was like, yeah, no, I'm walking to Key West. He's like, all right, well, I live in Casper. He's like, if you want a place to stay, you can stay with me and my family. I was like, sure. Like, I'm not going to hit, you know, Casper for the next day or whatever, or 2 days. So he's like, okay. He's like, that's fine. He's like, just here's my card. Let me know. So he drove.
Here's my card.
Right. I thought you said car.
What did his card say? Was it a business card?
It was a business card, and he's a pastor. He's a pastor at one of the churches in Casper.
I was like, what people go around with business cards saying, come sleep at my house?
To homeless people on the side of the road.
Come to my home.
Hey, why not? So I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, yeah, I'll try to do that when I get there. So he seemed nice and everything. That was my vetting process. He seemed nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a murderer.
That's your due diligence.
Yeah. So I finished walking, and the next day I get to Casper, and I was like, you know what? It's 5, because I didn't hit Casper until like 5 or 6 in the afternoon of the third day, and which I thought was a pretty good time. And he was like, or I called him, and I just said, hey, if it's still available, like, I just got to Casper, I don't have any place to camp. If it's cool. He's like, yeah, for sure. Like, he told me to meet him at a gas station, and he was going to pick me up and drive me to his place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that sounds weird.
None of this sounds sketchy at all, actually.
In the back alley of the gas station, behind the dumpsters. So I was like, all right. So I went to the gas station and waited for him to show up, and he showed up. We had to, like, shove my cart and backpack and all that kind of shit in his car, and then he drove me to his house, and I met his wife, and he had a son, and his son was, like, my age, and we were all talking and stuff. Now, I want to preface this by saying I'm not a very religious person.
Yeah.
As you know. I don't have anything wrong with that. If you're religious, that's cool. Right. If he was a pastor, that's cool. I'm not super religious. So there was some awkwardness staying with him
and
his family
and stuff like that.
Yeah, but like even the praying, like I'm fine with that. Like, it's fine. You say amen at the end.
Right now?
No, we're good. We did that before the podcast.
We blessed the podcast before we got on. You know what though? I grew up in an extremely religious family, so I'm not, you know, dogging it at all. I've been through it too, and I mean, me and my family now, we don't do that either.
Right.
We don't get into the super religious stuff. Mm. But, you know, I know how awkward that can be.
I mean, it's just awkward because they started asking me questions that I'm not, like, okay, so for instance, I stayed with them for 2 nights.
Yeah.
Actually, the next day, because they were like, oh, are you going to take off, like, tomorrow morning? And I was like, well, I'm like, I don't want to overstay my welcome, but I need to fix one of the wheels in my cart.
You could stay up here with us forever.
Hey, that's Robert. Maybe they might have let me. So I was like, I need to fix one of the wheels in my cart, and I want to resupply and everything. They're like, well, you can stay another day if you want to, just to relax, since you just did that long stretch. So I was like, sure, like, I'll stay one more day. Well, they made dinner, and like, we talked over dinner and stuff, but that first night, they just came out and said, like, what religion are you? And I just went, oh, like, well, I was raised Catholic. You know, because my father was Catholic.
Get out.
Yeah, they're like, not in this household. And then they kicked me. They gave me the boot.
Yeah, they kicked you out.
Yeah. No, they're just like, oh, that's cool. Like, but then they said, how often do you go to church? And I was like, I don't really go. And it's like that. It's that thing where it's like, I feel bad for saying that, but
you know,
I also
some religious folks feel like they can break all social boundaries as long as they're talking about God. As long as they're bringing up religion and the Lord, they feel like, how often do you pray?
But it's like one of those things where it's like, there's just some things that when you don't know somebody that well, maybe not talking about politics or religion or like certain aspects.
Yeah.
It's like, to me, it's like going up to somebody and be like, oh, you've been divorced before? What happened there? Like, that's like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I had an ex-girlfriend a long time ago. I was helping her move and hadn't met her family. And right before we were helping her move into her apartment, she gave me the lowdown that they were very religious. And I was like, okay, it's fine, whatever. And right before we get started with the move. He brings the whole family around, and they want to join hands and bless the move.
Oh, wow.
And so we're all we're all taking hands. And right before they go bow their heads, I look at her, and she's looking at me like, oh, my God. We weren't standing next to each other.
Right.
She's across from me. She looks over at me, and I just mouth to her, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
And
like,
she's like,
weird.
Oh, my goodness. And we put our head down and prayed. And after she was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm just messing. It's totally fine.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, I dated a girl who was, like, pretty religious, and I didn't have any problems with that. And then my mom's religious. My dad, not so much. But my dad would take me to church when I was younger. But he's not, like, not as religious. And, like, he just wanted to bring me up and, like, let me kind of decide if I wanted to be kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I was raised Catholic, but...
So was I.
Yeah. But, you know, it didn't take. So, basically, like...
Me, it's not that it didn't take. My, my perception and understanding changed a little bit.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not going to get any more into it.
No,
I don't want to piss off your friend for getting off into the story.
Or not only that, is like pissing off listeners that might take it a wrong way.
All right, so I'll finish this off with a story since we're talking about religion. And we're at a good stopping point because you've been there for 2 days. And
right,
we'll start
right
after that.
Yeah.
I had a music teacher who told me one time he was like a traveling musician. He would go to different gigs and stuff like that and help people. And one gig he went to that he didn't know it, but it was a faith healing church.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
No.
That's where you come in and they put their hands on you, and all of a sudden you're having a seizure and all is right with you in the world. So he says, I went to this church and we're playing music, and it turns out the faith healer was not the guy, not the pastor. It was his grandma.
Oh, wow.
And he said the most arrogant thing he's ever heard in his life. He goes, I need you to turn the house lights on so people can look past their ones and fives and into their tens and twenties.
What does that mean?
For donating money to the church.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So then he brings grandma out to heal people.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as grandma comes out, he says everybody around him started cackling, like, oh, like weird shit.
Yeah.
And he's like... I was like, what the fuck? He's in the band looking around. He's like, what is going on here? And he said the guy next to him turned to him just like with the dead straight face and goes, they're filled with the glory of God.
See, like.
Would that not scare the shh out of you?
Listen, I walked past a lot of churches. There was churches, like, especially in small towns.
Everywhere.
They're everywhere. Casper, I looked it up. Casper has, you know. 10 or 20. It's not a huge place. It's not a huge city, but there's still like 10, 15 churches there.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one he was a pastor of. I don't even remember his religion, like if he was just Christian or like what it was. But I'm, you know, being there and talking to them about like that kind of stuff, it's like I don't want to say anything that's going to be offensive, but I also don't want to lie.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, I was raised Catholic just so.
You don't want to say, yeah, I go to church all the time. And then say, well, that's great, Robert. Will you say the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah, will you say
bless our
what's
bless
your favorite
our
psalm? And like,
right.
Yeah, I just.
Yeah, who's your favorite apostle?
Yeah, Johnny.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Johnny be good.
Frankie.
Yeah. And the Four Seasons, Frankie Valley. Yeah, that's the one.
Just to finish that story, that guy's like, they're filled with the glory of God. And he was like, okay.
Did he leave after that?
And so, no, he stuck around. And grandma started touching people, and they would freak out naturally because grandma had super magic Jesus powers. And the guy was like, I think the band needs a little healing. And she's like, walking over to the band, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, assisted walking over to the band. She's touching everybody, and my teacher goes, I was so ready. I was so ready for her to touch me and be like, she's a fraud.
Like, not me. Not getting me.
He said they had to have seen the look on his face because, like, they stopped at the guy who was like, they're filled with the glory of God. They touched him and he freaked out and then he was like, that's enough. We're going to move back. So they must have had, I don't know.
They just ran out.
Yeah. She ran out of that healing power.
Ran out of steam.
Grandma needs to nap and refuel her healing powers.
It probably takes a lot out of you.
Yeah. Healing people?
I would assume.
Yeah. All right. Well. Yeah. I think that's going to do it for this episode, episode 24. Everybody loved it. I know that already. You guys
are
great.
Reviews are in.
Yeah. Reviews are in. Wow. Amazing. Oh my gosh, Mekhi Pfeiffer, see a five-star rating. Mekhi, you're amazing. Thank you.
He's my favorite guy named Mekhi.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah,
hands down.
But my second Pfeiffer. I like Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, Mekhi's first on my list.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Mekhi, and thank you to Danny Bonaducci. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Danny, thanks for listening to the show, buddy. We love you. You're great. Everyone, oh, geez. The blessings, they are aplenty. Great. We'll talk to you next time, guys.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.